Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, could you tell us how to make those chocolate cluster thingies?
Sure. It's so easy. It's embarrassingly easy.
Well, we need those kind of recipes. I'm ready. Go.
Okay. So ingredients, dark chocolate. It can be any chocolate. So when I say chocolate, I like dark chocolate because it's healthier.
Okay.
But it can be literally any chocolate that you have. The other ingredient is I chose Brazil nuts because Brazil nuts are a superfood. They happen to be very naturally high in selenium, which helps your immune system, your respiratory system. It's a superfood. And anyway, but you can, again, use any nut. I just happen for right now. Brazil nuts are a very special one, and one Brazil nut gives you 147% of your daily need for selenium. So,
wow.
So it's an easy add. Chop it up, put it in your yogurt, but I use it in this nut cluster.
Okay, let me ask one question real quick, Kathy, because I'm looking to what I can order on Amazon. Can I do raw Brazil nuts, 1 pound? Would that be enough for this thing?
Yeah, but I would use a roasted one.
Okay,
it'll taste
all right.
Better. Or all right. You can get it raw and then roast it yourself.
Gotcha.
And then I always top it with a little sea salt. I always roast my nuts anyway because it gives them a richer flavor.
I know.
So,
you guys are so bad. Can we please talk about nuts for a second?
We are.
Stop.
We're having
snorting.
A full conversation.
Listen,
regarding roasting
nuts.
Your nuts. Go on,
I
Kathy.
Want to talk about roasting nuts, too. Go.
You should always roast your nuts.
Yes, you should. Continue, please. So we take our roasted nuts. Do we chop them or do we leave them whole?
You can do whatever you want. I leave them whole because I like the way it looks.
Okay.
So when you're melting chocolate, sometimes people are intimidated by chocolate because, you know, you're supposed to temper it, which is a pain in the ass. I never temper.
She means butt?
I literally
okay.
Just...
Language.
I do it half butt.
That
you can't say
butt.
Ass.
You meant.
You
yeah,
said ass.
Say that.
Can't
yeah,
say
yeah,
that.
I heard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That.
Oops. All right.
Okay.
Just can't say
now,
that.
So you can melt chocolate either over hot water, or you can't let the water touch it, or you can do it in a microwavable container and do it at half strength in your microwave, which or if you can't figure out how to change the power level in your microwave, do it for 30-second increments and stir.
That's
can you
idea.
Tell Kathy's had to teach me recipes,
yep.
So she has to like always dumb it down to the furthest common denominator, or, and then she gets to how I would do it. So continue, yes. So
I'm
we
just,
melt the chocolate,
anticipating where it could fail. How about that?
Yeah, thank you.
I love that. Yes.
So you don't even have to measure, but you know you're going to each cluster. You're going to use about a teaspoonful of chocolate. So, you know, you can make about 6 of these using a half cup of chocolate chips. I use chips because I, you know, they melt evenly. When you're melting chocolate, you want your pieces equal in size. But
okay.
You can literally dig through. This is good pantry cooking. Just dig through your pantry, find chocolate that you're not going to use, and use that.
Okay. And then
the
Brazil nuts. Are those in the baking section?
You can get them in the nut section, in the baking section sometimes, not usually in the baking section.
Okay, so we're going to the nut section for this
or
one.
Just
or
just order online.
Or just order
online,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So anyway, you melt the chocolate. You want it, you know, as you're zapping it for 30 seconds, stirring. When it's just about all the way melted is when it's done. Pull it out, let that little bit that's still waiting to melt finish melting. Stir it smooth, not like ridiculously, because you don't want to incorporate air. And then you just by the teaspoon. Sorry, I'm like binge watching coronavirus things. I'll turn it off.
That's okay. Put that down. You don't need too much of that.
I did. Yeah. I stepped away.
It's still here. That's all
it's
you need to know.
It's not going anywhere, yeah. All right, so then did we spoon it onto, like, wax paper?
So what you want is something that's not going to stick. So I use Silmask, which is a silicone mat. You could do it on foil. You could do it on saran wrap. You could do it on parchment.
Okay.
Anyway, whatever. So just spoon it by the teaspoonful. Stick your nuts on it.
Yep.
I put three. It's up to you. And then just with either fork tines or a little whisk, you can just swirl little lines across the top. It makes it look fancy. And then mm-hmm. before the chocolate is completely dried, just a little coarse sea salt on top. It gives it a nice extra flavor.
Okay. And they're 60 calories a piece?
If you do what I just said, yes.
Okay, awesome. Wow. Thanks, Kath. Appreciate
so like
it.
Teaspoon is the smaller one. So, you know, when you have your coffee spoons, you don't have to use, like, from your measuring spoons. This does not mm-hmm. have to be exact.
Yeah, but I just got to warn you, be careful of the temperature. You don't want that chocolate too hot on the nuts.
So bad. Yes, I'm trying to share knowledge.
You know what? Share your sister sangria recipe, which is way better.
Sharing experience for a friend. Just saying.
That's for the next show. Thanks, yeah. Kath. Okay. I'll talk to you later. Love you.
Bye, Kath.
Bye.
I like
she
that.
Literally,
okay, so that's stuff we can get that's yummy that you can order online so you're not running out to the store to get nuts and chocolate and stuff.
Yeah, it's a fun little recipe, and it makes it look like you've done something special, and it might, you know, chocolate is a mood booster for sure, and I believe during this quarantine time, there are no calories, I think is what,
well,
no,
that's,
I'm kidding.
That's how you put on the COVID-19.
The COVID-19, everybody's joking about that, it's so funny. Hey, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning. Our most important message to you is stay safe and stay home.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.